Yes, Monitor 67, bringing you the superior sounds of Saturday, April 8th. And that includes, in this half hour, colorful Joe Garagiola talking about an equally colorful pro golfer, Chichi Rodriguez, and charming Deborah Carr talking about Deborah Carr. I'm your host, George Skinner.
The smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, although it brings me regret. It's easy to remember and so hard to forget. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, although it brings me regret. It's easy to remember, so hard to forget. It's easy to remember, and so hard to forget. It's easy to remember, and so hard to forget.
Jack Jones on Monitor.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Get some soon.
Now, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
This looks like it might be a good year for Senor Juan Rodriguez. Juan Rodriguez is a golfer who more often answers to the nickname of Chichi. He plays out of the Dorado Beach Country Club in Puerto Rico and stands 5'7" and weighs 120 pounds. If that gives you a picture of a little guy who just hits short shots down the middle and kills the opposition on the green, forget it. He's one of the biggest hitters on the circuit, and he's also got a king-sized ego to go with it. For example, a lot of golfers on a pro circuit have been complaining about the large galleries that follow the few top golfers of the nation. Chichi is not exactly unnoticed. One reason for that is his conduct on the course. Let's say, for example, that he sinks a birdie putt. He is then apt to do a little cha-cha-cha, sing a bit of a Spanish song, and then take off his straw hat and place it over the cup. And then he'll pick up the hat just a little and peek under it to see if his birdie is still there. Naturally, this brings different reactions from different pros. Most of them refer to Chichi as a hot dog, which is like calling an actor a ham. Chichi has an answer for that, too. You know what is a hot dog, pro? Here comes Palmer, Blair, and Nicholas, and the gallery says, oh. Now here comes Snead, Charles, and Boris, and the gallery says, ah. Now here comes Sammy Sausage, Billy Baloney, and Chichi Rodriguez, and the gallery says, let's go get a hot dog. Chichi's confidence extends beyond golf. He was a baseball pitcher, and when he heard the Mets were being formed, he told their scout in Puerto Rico, give me a $50,000 bonus, and I'll sign with you. The scout said that he had never seen Chee-Chee pitch, and Chee-Chee had an answer for that, too. Take my word for it. What makes a Chee-Chee Rodriguez that way? Well, part of the answer might lie in the fact that he started the caddy at 6, and at 7 he was working in sugarcane fields for $1 a day. And this wasn't just to have something to do because, as he says, I've been buying my own clothes since I was 6. Things are better now for Chee-Chee Rodriguez, and everything points to the fact that they're going to get even better. All the pros on the circuit will tell you that, although none of them are quite as convinced of the fact as Chee-Chee is. I may join those banditos myself. This is Joe Garagiola.
And now, this word from Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
You bet. And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro, for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them. You'll hear Joe Garagiola again later today on Monitor, and weekdays too on these same NBC stations. In 1 minute, a look at the national weather, and speaking of weather, now that we're in the season of April showers and thunderstorms, here's some advice. If you encounter an electrical storm while you're in a car, stay there. You're in the safest place you can be. If you're at home during a storm, do not use plug-in electrical equipment such as hair dryers, toothbrushes, and razors. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
What kind of herring could you serve children? Well, we hear that question with our ears everywhere we go. After all, children are very much like real people, only not so old. So they can eat all the things real people eat. They can eat all kinds of Vita herring when they wake up, when they come home from school, or when they are eating meals. They can eat Vita cocktail herring fillets, Vita fillets and wine sauce, Vita schmaltz and Bismarck herring, or even a Vita Greek herring salad. But don't tell them it's a salad. Children hate salads, and with good cause. But mostly, children love Vita creamed herring fillets. You see, fish is a brain food. If you give your little one some Vita herring every day, when he grows up, he'll probably be an adult or some other kind of tall person. The important thing to remember is what a swell child psychologist once told me about Vita herring.
The beloved herring maven is presented irregularly by Vita Food Products. People eat them up, and you will, too.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
George Skinner once again, and now Monitor presents the weather outlook for later today. Sunny and warmer will be the rule for the nation east of the Mississippi, except for cooler weather in the Carolinas. Showers and thunderstorms with warmer temperatures will be general between the Rockies and the Mississippi. And between the Rockies and the Pacific, scattered showers and snow flurries in the northwest, sunny skies over northern California.
Congress has held widely publicized hearings on automobile safety, causes of accidents, and the importance of strict motor vehicle inspection. Careful drivers are killed every hour in collisions they could not avoid. Careless drivers, luckily surviving unharmed, may face haunting memories and relentless damage claims. Statistics show that reduced visibility caused by rain or snow on the windshield is responsible for a tragic percentage of traffic deaths. Even the best windshield wiper rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and oily road film. Dead blades can't ever stop streaking your windshield and blurring your vision dangerously. Since death leaves no second guess, the time to refill or replace your windshield wiper blades is as soon as they first start streaking. Stop at the very next service station where you see the bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet, in which the skilled ANCO man at the pump quickly finds fresh new ANCO refills that in mere seconds make any refillable wiper blade like new. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Bye.
Claudine Longet, Mrs. Andy Williams with Hello, Hello.
Mr. Miller? Is it Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden. I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
what... You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. Elia Darling, the latest from Don Costa on Monitor. You know, for many years, Hollywood had what was called a British colony of actors living there. But with movie-making centers springing up in other parts of the world, the colony is pretty much disbanded now. One of the best-known of these colonists was Deborah Carr, who in recent years has been living mainly in Switzerland. But she talked about her American experiences with Monitor reporter John Cannon in London, where she was making a film.
Deborah, now that you're here in England, do you feel that in the years you've been in America that you've become quite Americanized? How do you feel about what America's done to you?
I don't know. That's a hard one because all my friends say, how on earth did you live for 13 years in America, 14 years in America, and you're exactly the same. You haven't changed since the day we first met you when you were 18, you know. I don't feel that I've changed at all. I suppose other than, of course, one's life has been... broadened by living in America. But it's also been, for me, been broadened by my last sort of seven or eight years of living in Europe.
Now, you live in Switzerland, don't you?
I live in Switzerland, yes. And I've traveled a great deal more in the last 7 years than I ever did in my... Well, not ever, because I did. While in America, I went to Africa and I went to Hawaii and, you know, all on occasions for movies and things.
Is there anything you miss by not being in America all the time?
Cottage cheese. Really good cottage cheese. No, that's a flippant remark. Sometimes I miss California very much. It is the most wonderful climate in the world. There's no doubt about it. And I love the sort of beach life. I don't think anywhere in the world you can live sort of on the beach and on the ocean and still carry on your work and living. You know, there's nowhere in the world that you can do that. And I miss that sometimes very, very much.
Let's go back to your childhood here in England. You were born in Scotland, first
yes,
of all.
Yes, I was.
And you came here to England. Tell us about those days.
Oh, long time ago. Scotland, I hardly remember. I was 5 years old and my parents left Scotland, and I've been back, I think, about twice since. I regret to say, because it's a lovely country. And it's not shrouded in mist, you know. It's a really beautiful country. And then I really had the most uneventful childhood, not one that...
Studied for the ballet, didn't you?
Yes. When I was whatever, I lived in the country. I was a country girl with dogs and, you know, the normal, uncomplicated...
You want to be an actress?
First of all, I wanted to be a dancer, a ballet dancer. You know, very serious. Rather the way... these days, show jumping is the fashion of young girls. Ballet was in my time. Everybody wanted to go. Everybody wanted to be a ballet dancer, and I did too. And I did get a scholarship to the Wells, and the Sadler's Wells, and I went on the stage a couple of times there. You know, Spirit of Fire, 10 and 6 pence a night.
What do you think of this new England, especially this new London, where, you know, they say they're really making the scene here now?
Well, I must say, I agree. I think it's... I think it's absolutely the gayest city to be in at the moment.
Do you enjoy yourself here?
Yes, very much. Very, very much.
Why?
Actually, I always have loved London. I've always said if I had to live in a city, which I wouldn't like because I'm a country girl at heart, I could live in London. But you said why. I don't know. There's it's still very rural. Maybe that's why I like it. I mean, no other city I know of has got so many beautiful parks and places that you can go when the weather is lovely. And the people are marvellous, and life takes a leisurely, kind of happy, sort of comfortable pace. You know, you're not racing from here to there and being sold things, like, hysterically, you know, and money-grubbing, and there's no atmosphere of that at all. But certainly, it has changed enormously in the last four or five years, and in the last 3 years, I suppose, immensely in that, it has become so... Well, HEP is now out. What's the new word? I should know. With three teenage daughters, I should know the right word. But it is a swinging town. The young people have become such leaders. Not only just the kinky ones. Girls are the prettiest you see anywhere in the world, I think. They're all very gay and smart and kind of outrageously dressed and yet marvellous. In little nightclubs and places they go, very gay, without being forced in any way. It just seems to have become very young, London. Amazing.
We've been talking here in the Pinewood Studios just outside London with that marvelously delightful person, Deborah Carr. This is John Cannon reporting from London for Monitor.
Hold Me, the music of Burt Kempfert on monitor nationwide on NBC. In Columbus, Georgia, we're with you on WDAK. A few moments now for the exclusive use of stations all along the line, and then on we'll go, you, I, and monitor. This is George Skinner. The program that never strikes out on the NBC Radio Network.
Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Hey friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Good to start with Valentine, good to stay with Valentine. The flavor's great at the free ring sign. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again, Valentine, Valentine beer.
The Long John Neville Show is a good idea. Midnight to 5 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.
Monitor now, Marilyn May and Sherry.
Thank you. feel deliciously merry. And oh, so high. Where champagne is overrated, I'm just plain intoxicated.
Trini Lopez is one of the most popular singers of the day, but do you know why he collects elephants? The answer from Trini himself in 2 minutes, here on Monitor 67. I'm George Skinner. I tell you that I love you, brand new from the Charlie Colello Singers. Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. What's a celebrity's home like? Trini Lopez talks about his with Arlene after this message from O'Brien Paint.
One of the most beautiful things about a piece of fine furniture is the exquisite hand-rubbed finish. It takes time, patience, and skill to bring up just the right luster in good wood. Or it takes a can of O'Brien's Pen Chrome Clear Satin. This is the clear, non-yellowing coating that gives wood a hand-rubbed look without hand-rubbing. You simply brush it on. You can use it over Pen Chrome wood stains, and there are dozens to choose from, or over raw wood to enhance its natural beauty. The formula for this marvelous finish includes special flatting pigments to help produce the expensive hand-rubbed satin look. What's more, O'Brien's Pen Chrome Clear will help give your furniture, cabinets, woodwork, or trim a finish that is waterproof, ma-resistant, and non-yellowing. Ask for Pen Chrome Clear Satin the next time you're at your O'Brien paint dealer. My guest, Trini Lopez, was raised in the slums of Dallas, Little Mexico, where his family was forced to sleep and live 8 in a room. Today, his press biography says that he lives in a magnificent apartment in one of Hollywood's most elegant buildings, where the monthly rent would pay for at least a square mile of those Dallas slum dwellings. Trini, tell us something about your apartment. What do you like best about it? What does it look like?
Well, it It overlooks all of Los Angeles. And I love getting up in the morning and having my houseboy cook me breakfast. And I put my telephone by me in case I get any calls. And I get a lot of sunshine in the morning before I go on my way, which is interviews and engagements and so on. And I love it because it's a luxury that I never had before, you know.
Yeah.
And I've got a swimming pool way on the top of my roof at the in the building. And I have a tennis court, gigantic tennis court, and a putting course. And it's just a beautiful place.
Ooh,
I
you
love
sound
it.
Like you have a country club.
Very, very nice.
Well, what colors are in the apartment?
Well, I have a lot of beautiful oranges. I have a bright orange. I have blues. And I love gray and so on. And I have some very nice paintings that I collect different parts of the world. I love art.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some very, very interesting Mexican furniture.
Yes?
Yes.
That you bought in Mexico?
And all over the place, Spain and so on, you know.
What kind of furniture you say is interesting?
Well, it's...
What is Mexican furniture like? Tell us about it.
Well, it's dark brownish and with beautiful Mexican designs.
Is that carved?
Carved.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's masculine. I like masculine furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because I'm a man. I don't know.
That's a good enough reason. Certainly a very attractive one. I understand, somebody told me you collect elephant good luck pieces?
Yes.
And how, what do you... What have you collected?
Well, I have different sizes and forms. I don't know.
Are they ivory mostly?
Ivory and alabaster and wood carvings. I just came from South Africa.
Yes.
Where I collected some very beautiful ivory type elephants. And the reason I do collect this type of things is because elephants to me represent power and strength. And life should be faced with strength, I think.
Does it help you to look at your elephant collection? Are they on display?
No. I keep them at a place where I can more or less enjoy them myself.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Do any of your elephants have their trunks turned down?
That's bad luck.
Bad luck?
Yes. No, they're all facing up.
That's
only one way to go.
Trini, you're still a bachelor, I believe. But you have been known to say that you do hope someday to marry and raise a family.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you'd like your future family to live? What kind of a home would it be? Would it differ greatly from the bachelor apartment that you have now?
Well, I would like to have a nice, normal-type married life with a big, big fence around my home so that only the people that I want to invite could come over, you know. And I would like a comfortable home. Someday I hope to get those things.
Would you rather have a house for a family than an apartment?
Oh, yes. I think every family should have a home.
Thank you, Trini Lopez. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor.
Now this for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Arlene Francis will be back again with more of the interesting, well-known people of our times throughout the weekend on Monitor. And now here's Trini Lopez with Gonna Get Along Without You Now.
Got along without you before I met you, gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, cause you didn't love me anyhow. You ran around with every boy in town, and you never cared if it got me down. You had me worried, always on my guard, but you laughed at me because I tried too hard. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Got along without you before I met you, gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, but you didn't love me anyhow. I lost my money and I lost my pride. Didn't have much money, but I really tried. It made you happy when you made me cry, and you broke my heart, so I said goodbye. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. now. Ding, ding, boom, boom. Gonna get along without you now.
Mrs. Burke?
Yeah?
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, update!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs. Big ones to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, puppy!
You're on the monitor beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your questions.
George Skinner again, and it's 13 minutes before the monitor hour. There's an item here about the International Conference of Chest and Heart Specialists held in Eastbourne, England last week. These experts claim that those who express strong emotions openly stand a better chance of living a longer and healthier life than those who are repressed, in other words, like a steam boiler. Not a bad idea to have a safety valve to get rid of excess emotional pressure. On Monitor Now, the latest from Connie Francis.
Time alone will tell. My love for you will never end. Although I know that you must go. Fate that let us meet was indiscreet to let me fall in love with you. I could never change the world. You used to know I love you so. Time alone will tell, for no one else could be as wonderful as you.
Special concert of the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Wynn!
Thank you. On behalf of Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
California, the keep your car going song capital of the world.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relatives in Azusa.
Oh, no.
Next on Monitor, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
It was pretty much after the fact, but the William Manchester book, The Death of a President, had its official publication date last Thursday. The book had appeared partially in a national periodical prior to Thursday. It had been in hundreds of thousands of American homes. It had been on sale in hundreds of bookstores, already marked down, and it had been extensively quoted and debated in newspapers and magazines and on the air. More on this in a moment, following this message from Great American Insurance.
Finlay Press, Finlay speaking.
Hey, Finn. How about knocking off work this afternoon and taking in the ball game? I got an extra ticket.
Oh, boy. Sorry, can't make it. Important day here.
Well, what's so important?
This insurance agent for Great American is coming over with a new package deal they worked up for me.
What do you mean, worked up for you?
Great American makes up a policy especially for print shops, like mine. You wouldn't believe the things that come up here. Like...
Yeah, I know. We all got our problems.
So, this policy's for my problems, not somebody else's.
Sounds very fancy. I wish I could afford special insurance for my shop.
You can. My agent says it'll cost me less than what I got now.
Yeah? Well, maybe I ought to see this guy. What company?
Great American.
Once again, Chet Huntley.
The Manchester book is without question the most official of all the Kennedy biographies and other works. Arthur Schlesinger's book on JFK is still the most significant. The book entitled The Pleasure of His Company by Paul B. Fay, Jr., the companion of John Kennedy in the Prince Hal days, is certainly the most gracious and the least reverent. The most idolatry of all the books is Portrait of a President by Manchester again. The most iconoclastic is the book by Gore Vidal, oddly enough, a stepchild, along with Mrs. Kennedy, of Hugh D. Auchincloss. We Americans yearn for saints and heroes, for all our sometimes cynicism and hard-boiled urbanity. We frequently show more affection for British royalty than do the Queen's own subjects and liegemen. One might therefore agree with Vidal that there is a Kennedy cult, there is a Kennedy mystique, there is a thing we might call Kennedyism. The late young president is frequently credited with virtues and talents, skills and wisdoms, abilities and influences which would startle him. He is also frequently charged with weaknesses and flaws which he did not possess either. It is regrettable, therefore, that we Americans, John F. Kennedy's fellow citizens, will perhaps never know him precisely as he was. He was with us too briefly. He carried the rare actuarial possibility of being president for a term or two terms and then being around to mature some more and grow old along with the rest of us. John F. Kennedy would have been a delightful fellow to grow old with. But getting back to the Manchester book, the Columbia Journalism Review is probably right in saying that it has had the greatest build-up ever given an American book. The review says it is possible to ask whether its numerous exploiters have not served themselves more than the public. As of this moment, the book is not selling as well as expected, in spite of an advance printing of 500,000 copies and a 2 million increase in the circulation of the magazine, which serialized part of the book. Meanwhile, the Kennedy syndrome, indeed, is all around us. His very active family, airports, libraries, a new aircraft carrier, and streets bearing his name. Now the appearance of a monthly newsletter about the Kennedys. Many of us who had a chance to know him believe that he would have been amused and perhaps appalled at most of it. Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
You can hear Chet Huntley throughout every weekend on Monitor, weekdays, too, on these same NBC stations. And here's something else to make a note of. Tomorrow evening on NBC Radio's Second Sunday series, the focus will be on the worldwide hunger problem, titled Famine. The program will tell some of the things this nation and others are doing to produce more food and distribute it properly, show the link between famine and the population problem, and present leading figures from government, the UN, various religious faiths. That's tomorrow in the Second Sunday series here on NBC. And now, a message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
Champagne looks, tastes, and sparkles like champagne. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Sparkling Champagne Malt Liquor, Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Now, my love, Horst Jankowski's orchestra. And coming up at the top of the next hour, latest NBC Monitor News. Keep in touch with the times. Keep tuned. George Skinner here.
Keep tuned. The latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From
Now the weather presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. The present humidity temperature is 45 degrees, partly cloudy, humidity 58%. Barometer falling, winds from the northeast at 9 miles per hour. Sunny with seasonable temperature this afternoon, high in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, low in the upper 30s in the city, and in the 20s near the frost in the suburbs. Sunny and mild tomorrow, high in the low 60s. Repeating the present temperature, 45 degrees.
It's always good business weather when you let Carrier air condition your store, office, or factory. There's a quiet, efficient, dependable Carrier unit to fit your exact needs.
Call right now, call your Carrier dealer, dial his phone, make it ring, get the best in king-size cooling comfort, Carrier air conditioning.
Don't wait until the heat puts the heat on every air conditioner dealer in town. Right now, you can get the best air conditioning system for your store, office, or factory at the best possible price from your Carrier air conditioning dealer.
WNBC's luncheon guests are served by Linda Sutter weekdays at noon on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.